Well, first may I just say that I commend the president for the action that he took. It was strong, it was decisive, and it was the right thing to do.
Still a lot of pandemonium outside the airport.
Well, there is, but look, but no one's being killed right now. God forgive me if I'm wrong about that.
Nobody has ever handled a withdrawal worse than Joe Biden. This is the greatest embarrassment, I believe, in the history of our country.
Freedom is back in style. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
Sean Hannity. The new Sean Hannity Show. More behind the scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America. Coming up next, our final news roundup and information overload hour.
All right, news roundup and information overload on a Friday, 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, I am still in a state of utter anger, shock, and dismay at all of the absolute lies told by Biden at his statement 4 or 5 question press conference, if you even want to call it that. This is Biden. We haven't heard of anybody, you know, not being able to get to the airport. We have secured the airport. We haven't secured the perimeter, Joe. We haven't heard of any cases at all of people not being able to make it to the airport. Well, that's the exact opposite of what your State Department is sending out to people, Americans in Afghanistan, about we can't help you get to the airport. Oh, and the airport gates may open or close without notice. Oh, and use your best judgment about going, and we cannot ensure your safe passage. That's what they're telling him on the other side of this. We played the questions earlier, but Biden just in complete denial. We've not heard of any case of anybody not being able to get to the airport. A complete and utter lie with all the videotape evidence to prove it. Listen.
The military has secured the airport, as you mentioned, but will you sign off on sending U.S. troops into Kabul to evacuate Americans who haven't been able to get to the airport safely?
We have no indication that they haven't been able to get in Kabul through the airport. We've made an agreement with the Taliban thus far. They've allowed them to go through. It's in their interest for them to go through. So we know of no circumstance where American citizens are carrying an American passport are trying to get through to the airport. But we will do whatever needs to be done to see to it they get to the airport.
We will see whatever needs to be done. Meaning there's no control. We have control of the airport. But we don't have control of one road to get to the airport. Not one. That is controlled by the Taliban. And they said they're going to let Americans with passports through. Any American that wants to come home, we will get you home. I want you to hear me. Now, I can't promise any outcome on all of this. I mean, he's contradicting himself all over the place. We made clear to the Taliban that if they get in the way in any way, that was going to be a forceful response. No, there's not, Joe. Because they've got 15,000 Americans they'll use as human shields and hostages, Joe. They're terrorists. No indication of any people having difficulties getting to the airport. Now, well, the Taliban secures the perimeter, and there's tons of personal stories, images on the ground that contradict everything he's saying. You know, it's unbelievable. No question. I've not heard anything about our credibility being in any way that we've been criticized from anyone around the world. Nobody. They don't have any partners. They've all been highly critical. And this is the mess that they left. We bring in Jason Chaffetz, Fox News contributor, now a distinguished fellow at the Government Accountability Institute, and Peter Schweitzer, the president of the Government Accountability Institute, host of DrillDown.com. Which, by the way, is extremely successful. You know, originally we had him booked for today to talk specifically about the 20-year war and this crushing defeat and, you know, everything else in between. And the idea that the president of the United States is lying about the situation on the ground. But more importantly, Jason Chaffetz, I'll start with you. Well, I guess I probably should start with Peter, considering he's your boss, but I'll start with you. But in all seriousness, they've had days. They saw an advancing Taliban take over 10, 20, 30, 40, 50% of the country in record time. This was happening. They had all the time to prepare for extracting every American, the 60 to 75,000 estimated Afghanis that if they're left behind that will be killed, they did nothing. Now it's completely out of our hands. The control, the fate of our fellow Americans and our allies is in the hands of the Taliban, with reports they're going door to door to identify any Afghani who supported and helped and assisted America in any way in the last 20 years. And then they're brutally murdering them right on the streets for the world to see. So it's not exactly as Joe portrayed it today. We have no leverage at all because he gave that up.
He did. We have the biggest, baddest military on the face of the planet. We have an intelligence community that has satellite imagery and technology that nobody else has. But Joe Biden and Kamala Harris made a conscious decision months ago to do it this way. And remember, they're on tape, they're on audio saying, yeah, we have planned for every contingency. This chaos was built into the plan that we had put forward. But somehow the brilliant mind that is Joe Biden and Kamala Harris decided that they were going to close the Bagram Air Force Base, where we did have total control of the airspace and the ability to move airplanes in and out. They gave that up to protect the without extracting the Americans, the diplomats, the foreign service operators, the contractors, Americans with passports. We gave all that up to go do something else, and now we got to rely on the Taliban. I have been to that Kabul airport. I have flown in and out of it. It took a convoy, literally of army in an MRAPs to get me in and out of it. It is exceptionally dangerous, and there is no way that Donald Trump would have ever allowed this to happen. There is no way that that would be done under a different administration, except they made a conscious decision, Sean, to allow the Taliban to be in control of the fate of Americans who are doing America's bidding in Afghanistan.
It was a conditions based on the ground agreement, but it was started with a phone call with the leader of the Taliban and President Trump himself as part of the deal that he had that Biden never followed up on. And by the way, to get out before the, quote, war season, as war historically is more likely this time of year, which is why Trump had a much earlier date for a drawdown withdrawal. But again, based on conditions on the ground, but also backed by this threat. And I've talked to now numerous sources that were on the call that heard it. And that before we discuss anything, President Trump said, "You saw what I did to the caliphate in Syria, did you not?" "Yes." "Okay, that will be nothing. Nothing compared to if you do not abide by every comma and period in any agreement we might make, that I will blow you into an entirely new century. Do you understand me?" Apparently those words were spoken by Donald Trump. He got back an affirmative. We didn't lose an American in Afghanistan for what, almost 18 months, the last 18 months of Trump's presidency. They weren't on the march or on the move because they feared and believed Donald Trump would do everything that he said. That fear no longer exists, clearly.
Well, this is peace through strength. The example to me is Ronald Reagan. Some of the most peaceful times we have were with Ronald Reagan because he knew he had the biggest, baddest military, wasn't afraid of firing on it. And Donald Trump took exactly the same philosophy. Is there any doubt in anybody's mind that if somebody did something to even one American, that Donald Trump wouldn't send every single asset in there to go take them out? Compare that to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, and you got to include Barack Obama, who had some of these people in Gitmo and let him get back out on the battlefield when Benghazi was happening. No assets were sent in. Does anybody believe that Joe Biden would actually pull the trigger? He didn't even want to go after Osama bin Laden, for goodness sake.
Peter Schweitzer, your reaction.
I agree exactly with what Jason said. But, you know, Sean, if you look over the span of American history, I mean, we've had situations before where we've had American presidents, let's say, who were detached, who were not completely there. You think of Woodrow Wilson, you think of LBJ, but at least in those circumstances, we had people around the president who had the capacity, the knowledge, and the will to do the right thing, to sort of carry out and protect American interests. What's troubling right now is you have Joe Biden, who is detached either because of age and because of a health condition that he has, or he's simply lying to the American people. But there's no question he's detached from sort of the reality on the ground. But the people around him, the vice president, she is not involved in any way. And you look at the secretary of state, the secretary of defense, the national security advisor, you get the same kind of detachment. So this is a very troubling situation that I would say is somewhat unique in American history, because nobody seems to be wanting to step up and actually fix the problem and the situation that we're in. And as Jason said, and as you mentioned, Sean, look, the world watches these events. You know, it is a global society in the sense that if something happens in Afghanistan, people in Beijing, China are aware of what's going on, and weakness breeds aggression. And we have seen nothing from Joe Biden on the international stage except for weakness since he became president.
Well, I mean, the fact that we saw them on the march, Peter, we watched them, we witnessed this, we've seen this coming for weeks. You know, at what point didn't anybody in our national security apparatus, intelligence apparatus, those around the president warn him? Now, we're discovering that apparently the Pentagon did warn him, that intelligence agencies did warn him, the State Department did warn him. And now the question is, why didn't he take their advice and admonition seriously? You have any answer to that? Because I can't figure it out.
No, it's hard to figure out. You know, what I liken to Sean is, imagine if you have a natural disaster like an earthquake. An earthquake happens suddenly, nobody's prepared, you're kind of in reaction mode. This was the equivalent of, in 2018, we signed the peace agreement with the Taliban. This is basically saying 3 years from now, on this date, there may be an earthquake. And Joe Biden extended, actually, the withdrawal that Donald Trump had scheduled for the spring. So the point is, there's basically been 3 years of preparation, meaning the bureaucracies, but you have a new administration that comes in. They've got 8 months. They've got 8 months to prepare for an earthquake that the State Department, in some of the cables, we now know the Defense Intelligence Agency in 2020 was warning about this. We know that the CIA was concerned about it. They were all warning about this earthquake that was going to engulf with the withdrawal of American forces from Afghanistan, and nobody prepared for it. Nobody secured anything, and it is precisely the sort of terrible response from leadership that is very, very hard to recover from. Because remember, Sean, Joe Biden said two things to the world. He said, first of all, well, you know, Donald Trump is unpredictable. I'm going to be the adult in the room. I'm the guy that knows what he's doing. The second thing that he said was, I'm going to be the one that has better relations with our allies than Donald Trump, but they're going to respect me more. Both of those things were never true. They are now both definitely not true, because it's been demonstrated that the emperor has no clothes, that Joe Biden does not have the competency to run the free world, and he has lost the respect of allies that really had been built up in the Trump administration and is now basically completely gone.
From the Wall Street Journal, Jason Chaffetz, about two dozen State Department officials serving at the embassy in Kabul sent an internal memo to Secretary of State Anthony Blinken and other top State Department officials last month, warning of the potential collapse of Kabul. Now, this was sent on July 13th. That is 5 weeks ago, that the Taliban was rapidly gaining ground and the city was vulnerable to collapse. They didn't listen. They didn't prepare. They didn't act. And this is now the result. Basically, Americans held hostage, their lives hanging in the balance on the whim of the feelings of a terrorist organization. Yet the warnings couldn't be any more clear. Damning evidence the Biden administration was warned by its own officials of this disaster coming.
I think we're going to continue to see more of that. I think you're going to see State Department cables. I think you're going to see intelligence reports that continue to stream out to show that the Taliban was gaining strength. There was movement. And just the very basics of what a leader should have been doing in securing the Americans that had passports and getting them out. I'm absolutely stunned that we would close our Air Force base there at Bagram. I've flown in and out of Bagram. I've flown in and out of the Kabul Karzai Airport. I have been to all of those places, and I'm going to tell you, one was secure, at least as secure as you could get it. The other one, not so much. And they saw this march happening. But this is exactly the time, if you match it up, that Joe Biden was going out answering questions saying, oh, the likelihood, oh, near zero. This isn't going to happen. We plan for every contingency. They have this huge, massive security force in Afghanistan. Anybody who's been to Afghanistan knows that, with all due respect, most of those people were illiterate, and yet somehow we left tens of billions of dollars of American assets, military equipment, all back in the hands of terrorists. We're worse off now than we were before we went in to take out the terrorist threat. And if you look at the way
if we get them out, and I'm just short on time, but if we do get them out, Jason, it's not going to be because of anything that Joe Biden and his administration did. It'll be in spite of it. But it will be basically, the terms will be dictated completely by the Taliban. And to put Americans in that situation is just unforgivable. A dereliction of duty that at a level I can't even imagine that we're even talking about. Thank you both. Peter Schweitzer, Jason Chaffetz, 800-941-SEAN is our number. We'll have a lot more on all of this tonight on Hannity.
Looking for fake news? You won't find it here. You're with Sean Hannity on the air now.